सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
John verse 6 to 10, chapter 5. Verses 6 to 10, chapter 5.
Sanyasastu Mahabhaho, Sanyasastu Mahabhaho, Dukkamaptuma Yogataha, Dukkamaptuma Yogataha, Yoga Yukto Munir Brahma, Yoga Yukto Munir Brahma, Nachire Nani Gacchati, Nachire Nani Gacchati, Sanyasastu Mahabhaho, Dukkamaptuma Yogataha, Yoga Yukto Munir Brahma, Nachire Nani Gacchati, Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma, Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma Jitendriyah, Vijitatma Jitendriyah, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, Kurvannapi na lipyate, Kurvannapi na lipyate, Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma, Vijitatma Jitendriyah, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma, Kurvannapi na lipyate, Naiva Kinchit Karomiti, Naiva Kinchit Karomiti, Yukto Manyeta Tattvaved, Yukto Manyeta Tattvaved, Pashyan Shrinvan Sprishan Jigran, Pashyan Shrinvan Sprishan Jigran, Ashnan Gacchan Swapan Swasan, Ashnan Gacchan Swapan Swasan, Pralapan Visrijan Grinnan, Pralapan Visrijan Grinnan, Unmishan Nimishan Nabi, Unmishan Nimishan Nabi, Indriyan Indriyateshu, Indriyan Indriyateshu, Vartantaiti Dharayan, Vartantaiti Dharayan, Naiva Kinchit Karomiti, Yukto Manyeta Tattvaved, Pashyan Shrinvan Sprishan Jignan, Ashnan Gacchan Swapan Swasan, Pralapan Visrijan Grinnan, Unmishan Nimishan Napi, Indriyan Indriyateshu, Vartantaiti Dharayan, Brahman Yadhaya Karmani, Brahman Yadhaya Karmani, Sangam Tyaktva Karoti Yaha, Sangam Tyaktva Karoti Yaha, Lipyate Nasa Papena, Lipyate Nasa Papena, Padma Patra Mimambasa, Padma Patra Mimambasa, Brahman Yadhaya Karmani, Sangam Tyaktva Karoti Yaha, Lipyate Nasa Papena, Padma Patra Mimambasa. In the beginning of this chapter, Arjuna asks Lord Krishna, do you praise renunciation of action and again yoga, the path of action? Tell me conclusively which of the two is better. The discussion here till this verse has been from Lord Krishna, having explained that the wise people do not grieve because they have got the knowledge of Atma. They clearly understand that Atma is the consciousness, as a result of which they have no identification with the matter component. Hence, they may deal with the matter component, but they have no affectation from the matter component. And then, from the point of view of the individual, then also there is nothing to lose, you must continue to act. Then he talked about Karma Yoga, explaining what Karma Yoga is, why you should act slowly through action, you must rise above and become a jnani, understanding that you are not the actor, it is the gunas that are acting. Again, Arjuna is raising this question, means he has not understood what Lord has been trying to say clearly. So the Lord in the next verse says, in verse number 2 here, he says, both renunciation and yoga of action lead to supreme bliss. Renunciation of action and yoga. Yoga means renunciation in action, you can say so. Karma phala tyagam is yoga. Karma tyagam is sannyasa. So here he says both sannyasa and yoga lead to supreme bliss. But of the two, yoga of action is superior. Here Lord is answering the questioner. The very fact that he is asking which is better, and Arjuna wants the Lord to somehow say that renunciation is better, because that is exactly what he wants to do. In other words, if you are not prepared, renunciation is not for you. Firstly, we need to understand what is renunciation. Renunciation is not giving up, it is growing up. Remember this. Renunciation is not giving up, it is growing up. When you grow, automatically the lower aspects from which you have grown up, falls away. So when a child matures into an adult, the toy world gives up the child. Child is not giving up the toy world. So he says, Arjuna, for an unprepared person, yoga is better. In the sense, the ashrama dharma of grahastha, grahastha ashrama is better. Because it is through the contacts with the world, through action, slowly your mind matures. When you consciously act, the only problem, Vedanta is not against contacts. In fact, the entire Veda Purvabha is telling us to contact. But contact consciously, contact neither keeping yourself for the contacts nor keeping yourself against the contact. Contact with alertness, with consciousness, with awareness. That is Karma Yoga. Neither saying, yes, there is something in this world, therefore I must not miss it and run after it madly. Nor say there is nothing in it blindly, because you heard from your grandparents or so many other people, some jnanis, lectures, saying that there is nothing in this world. As far as you are concerned, you do not know if there is something in this world. You do not know if there is nothing in this world. It is for you to find out. So you are born, the sense objects are there, the senses are there with you, the attractions are there. Now instead of being pulled by the sense objects, nor pushed by the sensual desires from within, with alertness, awareness, consciousness, you allow the sense organs to contact the sense objects. Slowly, thus you will understand what exactly it is. How much joy is really there or not. Are you with me? Then your mind becomes free from the world. That stage is called sannyas. So he says, renunciation of action is superior. For whom? For a person who is in the beginning stage, like Arjuna, who wants to run away from the world when a difficulty surfaced. So many of us are like that. When the challenge is somebody else's, we give great advice. When it is our own, we also fall into depression, shoka, everything. So therefore he says, yoga of action is superior. And then he says, he should be known as a perpetual sannyasi who neither hates nor desires. So he doesn't say, you should be known as a sannyasi if you are wearing upper robe, if you are not living with your children, if you are neither shaving or not growing hair, mundar completely. He is not talking about those things as the definition of sannyas. Who is a sannyasi? A sannyasi is one who doesn't hate nor desires. Neither hates nor desires. Nyayasya vidya sannyasi yona dveshti na kankshati. There is no kankshati, desires. There is no dveshti, hatred. Remember, the fellow who hates or the fellow who desires for them, the mind is centered in the object which they hate or desire. Somebody who runs away from money, somebody who runs after money, both their mind is chintam, always thinking about money, nothing else, right? So whether you, because like if somebody is against money and he happens to be, let's say, a saint or the so called saint, he will first send disciples to a house where he is coming for lectures or staying. Go and check thoroughly in the nook and corners of the house if there is money. Because he will not step into the house if there is money. Are you with me? Which means what? All the time he is also thinking about money. The other fellow is all the time running after money, trying to add. Sannyasi is somebody who is mentally free. So Krishna here says, he should be known as a perpetual sannyasi who neither hates nor desires, for free from the pairs of opposites. Free from the pairs of opposites means what? Does it mean that his body has become like a wood, that he doesn't feel the pain or pleasure? Pain, the body will feel. Biological pain, the body will go through. But he has lost the body identification, as a result of which the pain doesn't affect him. He has distanced himself from the pain. Distancing means watching. Now in our case, when the pain comes, we have become the pain body. In his case, when the pain comes, he is watchful. As a result of that watchfulness, pain doesn't upset him or affect him. So he says he is free from the pairs of opposites, free from the hold which the pairs of opposites has at the moment. That is what sannyasi means. Then, O Mahabaho, O mighty armed Arjuna, is again reminding Arjuna, you should try to conquer this mentally, not run away from these things physically. He, such a person, is easily set free from bondage. Such a person qualifies to attain moksha. So sannyas is not running away, sannyas is facing and growing. And once you have grown up, thereafter you could either choose to take up the lifestyle of a sannyasi, wearing ankur robes, etc., or you can remain in grastha ashrama and continue to be a sannyasi in this way, not getting affected. Grastha sannyasi, or you can take up lifestyle of sannyasi. That doesn't really matter. So this is what Krishna said so far. And then in 3 and in 4 he said only children, bala, only children, not the wise, will speak of Sankhya and Yoga as different. Because wise people understand clearly how they are connected, how they are same. Whether you are in Karma Yoga or in Jnana Yoga, you have to do the other also. Karma Yogi does more of karma, little bit of jnana, because he is more extroverted. In the case of a jnani, Jnana Yoga is more, little bit of action, but he also has action, but he is introverted. His actions may be different, but he also does little action. Nobody is free from either of them. So only children will speak about them as different. Wise clearly understand, he who is duly established in one attains the fruit of both. The fruit of both is Atma Shuddhi and Moksha, that they will attain. And then in 5, the last verse that we saw, he says, that state which is reached by the Sankhyas is reached by the Yogis also. Because in the previous verse he said, they both are not different. If they are not different, Arjuna would say, then why not I take up sannyas? So here he says, that state which is reached by sannyas is also reached by the Yogis. So he is giving emphasis on remaining in Karma Yoga, Grastha Ashrama and growing up. He who sees Sankhya and Yoga as one, he sees. Seen here from the intellectual point of view, from the inside, not from the outside. Who has this clarity that they are not different? It is growing up where his focus is, not in giving up. Verse number 6.
Sanyasastu mahabaho, sanyasastu mahabaho, dukkamaptuma yogataha, dukkamaptuma yogataha, yoga yukto munir brahma, yoga yukto munir brahma, nachirenadi gacchati, nachirenadi gacchati, sanyasastu mahabaho, dukkamaptuma yogataha, yoga yukto munir brahma, Nachirenadi Gacchati.
The pronunciation O Mahabaho is hard to attain without yoga. Yoga meaning without being in the contact with the world, growing out of it is difficult. Now question may come, there are people who have directly gone from Brahmacharya Ashrama to Sannyasa, like Adi Shankara, Vivekananda, etc. So why can't we also go like that from Brahmacharya to Sannyasa? You won't find so many examples of Adi Shankara and Vivekananda. Many examples you will find of people who had gone through Brahmacharya, Grastha, and then Vanaprastha, and then Sannyas. But few exceptions are there where they have taken up grown up into the stage of sannyas from Brahmacharya, which obviously means that in the previous janma itself they had done tapasya and they have grown up. Therefore, their path had become much faster. There is no shortcut here. So he says, renunciation, O Mahabaho, O mighty Yam, is hard to attain without yoga. Are you with me? Renunciation is hard to attain. Means what? Not that it is impossible. It is possible to attain renunciation. It is possible to become free mentally from the entanglement of the world. But you have to go through yoga. You have to be in the struggle. So from renunciation in action, you have to move to renunciation of action. You cannot go to renunciation of action directly. If you go to renunciation of action directly, what happens? Which verse you should remember? Verse number 6 of chapter 3. Karmendriyani samyamya ya aste manasasmaran indriyata vimudatma nityacharasa uchyate. Stopping to function through the karmendriyas, the organs of action, mentally keeps thinking of the sense world, he becomes a mithyachara. It is a one way path. We have always mentioned this. From grahastha ashrama you can move to sannyas. You can move from sannyas to grahastha. Even in the world, once a person moves, grows up physically also and has become old man, you don't find or rather you criticize if you find an old man or an old person giving himself or herself into sensualities. You say, what is this? This person has not yet grown up. What has happened to him? You understand? You should have gone through. While you should have gone through, you did not. You suppressed it for some reasons or whatever it is. Now, physical body has grown, but you have not grown. It's like you find a 70-year-old going everywhere with a teddy bear. Right? Actually, I've seen not 70-year-olds, but 20-year-olds carrying up teddy bears. That was a surprising thing to me. Because a teddy bear, when you are a small child, you play with it and you grow. Now, adults carrying chair of teddy bear?
20-year-olds.
Lots of them. Right. So then we need to define the age of voting and all that maybe differently. I don't know. You see, it's not, it automatically brings laughter in you. Not with judgmentalism I'm talking here, but you know, when you go through those things, you know, then you mature. With age, you don't necessarily mature. With age, when you put in the right effort, you live age appropriate, then you grow and mature. Right? You should live age appropriate, consciously, then as you age, you mature. By default, all of us will become adults. But by default, we will not become mature. Maturity is something else. There are people who you will find at the age of 18, 20, extremely mature. People are even at the age of 80, highly immature. So this is what he is saying. Don't get into this confusion. Renunciation is hard to attain without going through yoga. Yoga meaning proper grahastha ashrama, karma yoga, practicing being in the struggle with alertness and awareness. Then a sage, well established in yoga, attains Brahman year long. Mananath munihi, maunath munihi, you say. Mananath munihi, through reflection, through mananam, you become a muni. Maunath, you become a muni. Through silence, you become a muni. If a person is not mature, for him silence will lead to loneliness. If a person is mature, silence is heaven. Right? On Saturdays and Sundays when there is no work, you don't know what to do. Few minutes if you are left alone without any work, you won't know what to do. But a sage is not uncomfortable in a busy time. He is given free time. He is quite comfortable in it also. Yogarato va, bhogarato va, sangarato va, sangavihina, yasya brahmani ramde chittam, nandati 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 va. Say much about you. Arshika. Whether it is in yoga or in bhoga. Whether it is in sangha, company, or sangavihina, without company. In all the time, happy, happy, verily happy. Nandati nandati nandati. So he says, Munihi, who will be a Muni? One who has gone through this phase properly. Not running away from the world. If you run away from the world, it will catch up with you much later. You will find that you have spent more time away from it, and during that time, you thought you had grown out of it. But the day you come back into the world, you find that the temptation still remains. In fact, it has become too much. And you are 70 and your desires are of 20, you are in deeper frustrations. So therefore, please understand, Vedanta is never against the world. Vedanta says, you must know how to contact the world so that you grow up. Vedanta condemns people who do not contact the world when they should contact. And Vedanta condemns the people who get attached to the world and they don't grow up. A child should play with toys. Right? But physically it is grown and it's not giving up toys, then it is not something you will appreciate. So, he says, renunciation, O Mahabaho, O mighty arm, you must understand, Arjuna, you are a strong personality. You should be able to stand up and face the situation and not run away. Understanding this, you must go into yoga and become a sage. And once you become a sage, having well established in this union, yoga, he attains Brahman year long, before long. Nachirena. Nachirena means before long. In due course, he will slowly attain Brahman. Verse number 7.
యోగ యుక్తో విశుద్ధాత్మా, యోగ యుక్తో విశుద్ధాత్మా విజితాత్మా జితేంద్రియః, విజితాత్మా జితేంద్రియః సర్వభూతాత్మ భూతాత్మా, సర్వభూతాత్మ భూతాత్మా కుర్వన్నపి న లిప్యతే, కుర్వన్నపి న లిప్యతే యోగ యుక్తో విశుద్ధాత్మా విజితాత్మా జితేంద్రియః సర్వభూతాత్మ భూతాత్మా కుర్వన్నపి న లిప్యతే. He who is united by yoga, yoga yukta. Yukta means centered, yoga yukta means centered in the yoga, karma yogi. One who is centered in karma yoga. What is that? Verse number 13 of chapter 3. What is that? Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvaraha. We called it as the blueprint of karma yoga, right action. Verse number 30 of chapter 3. You can go back and listen to that verse. What did we say there? Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya, renouncing everything in me, all actions in me, identifying with the totality and functioning. Adhyatma chetasa, functioning objectively. Nirashir nirmamaha, without the mindness and without identifying with the future, acting in the present, dedicating your actions for the welfare of the whole universe, for spiritual growth, and accepting whatever comes as a result of such activities as a prasad of the Lord. Thus, when you function, then you are called as yoga yuktaha. In some other context, we said, in verse number 8 of chapter 3, when Lord said, you must therefore do what you ought to do. What did we say as what you ought to do? Panchamaha yajnas spoken in the scriptures. What are the panchamaha yajnas? We said, deva yajna, manushya yajna, then bhuta yajna, pitru yajna, and rishi rinaha or brahma yajna. Your obligations towards the natural powers, manifested powers. So therefore you must live keeping in line with the ecological system, not disturbing them. Right, that is your obligation. Then manushya yajna, identifying with the fellow beings, doing what is good for all fellow beings, fellow human beings. Then bhuta yajna, for fellow beings, all other beings. The other day in television I watched somebody talk about, he is well versed in these things, he is quite knowledgeable in this field. He was talking about what all the elephant does. We had no idea. I didn't know what the elephant do. What is the need for an elephant? In the forest. Because nowadays we have destroyed the forest. And the elephants move out of forest and they come and eat up all the paddy field and all that. And there is a problem. And the villagers are suffering and the elephants are suffering. We have destroyed all the forest. So he was going on and on, giving all the points one by one.
It's
amazing the points that he was making.
Yeah.
You know, it will take another 2-3 hours if I start talking about it. It's incredible. So each and everything in this universe is supplementing and complementing each other. We can't exist if we completely wipe out. We have wiped out many things. Therefore we are suffering. So the science is telling us, please understand, you must do bhuta yajna. Somewhere I read an article where it said, because of so many mobile towers, the sparrows are not there anymore.
In the cities.
In the cities.
Butterflies.
And butterflies.
Butterflies also.
It's just some kind of the kind of things that we, in the name of science, right? Instead of doing what is good for us, we are actually bestowed on ourselves. So Bhuta Yajna. Then Pitru Yajna.
What is the difference between 2 and 3, the second one and the third one?
Second one is Manushya, for human beings. Not only, is it specifically mentioned for human beings, fellow beings. Then entire beings. Then Pitru. Pitru Yajna. For your ancestors. You must be grateful to them who has given you the world in a way you could live. So the best way to pay your thanks to them is by making sure that you, when you hand over the world to the next generation, you better it and hand over. At least don't worsen it. But is that what we do? You know, in so many ways, like if you look at it, a friend of mine was telling me the other day, he said he wanted to exercise every day, he wanted to jog, and he prefers jogging in the natural atmosphere. But he said, to find a natural place to go, it takes a while. So if I start walking from my house to go to the garden, let's say from here to Lodhi Garden, if you walk, instead of going by a car, it's better. But he says, if I walk, there's so much of pollution. So, to avoid myself from the pollution, I'm going in the car. By doing that, I'm polluting the world more. But, you know, it's interesting. So he said, it's like catching position. So, more and more destruction. Then, Rishi Rinaha. Rishi Rinaha means, Rishis have given this knowledge to us. It is nothing but what has been filtered from their experiences. Like science, it has experimented and then it has given the gist. Now the next scientist, when he takes over, he doesn't have to do the same thing again, because he sees this is the result, this is the result, so he can try the other things. So like that, we have gained this information from the rishis. So we must learn that, understand that, and not make the same mistakes, and then grow. It's an obligation. So when he says yoga yuktaha, means you should remember these two, verse 30 of chapter 3 and the Panchamaha Yajna. One whose lifestyle is of yoga. From morning till night, he lives conscientiously, identifying with the entire universe and doing what he ought to do. Doing it not selfishly, but for the welfare of everyone, with such an understanding. Yoga Yukta. So he says, such a person, Vishuddhatma, he who is united by yoga becomes Vishuddhatma, Shuddha, Vishuddha, perfectly purified Atma. Atma here in this Vishuddhatma refers to mind, mental Shuddhi. Mind and intellect becomes purified. Vishuddhatma, one who has purified the mind, the self. Vijitatma, Jita, Vijitatma means one who is victorious, conquered the self. Self, Atma here in Vijitatma refers to the physical body. Vijitatma, Jitendriya, one who has conquered the senses. Subdued the senses. I have mentioned this, the word subdued kind of gives the feeling that you have suppressed it, you have conquered it. Subdued means what?
It's still there in you. It's not
out of
extinguished.
Subdued means
mind.
It will listen to you rather than you being listened to. You listening to that. Your senses listen to you.
Okay. In your control.
They are under your control. Okay. You are watching and you have understood. By understanding how it works, you have gained control over that. Remember, whenever we say control, control, control is only possible by understanding. I gave you this example also before, by understanding thunder and lightning, we are not afraid of them anymore. Right? So, you produce electricity. We have controlled thunder and lightning, you can say. Meaning, by understanding. by understanding how it works. By suppressing, you will never subdue the senses. By understanding, you will subdue the senses. Like anger, for example. By understanding when anger comes, what happens to you? How your hand starts shaking? How your blood pressure increases? How your memory goes for a toss? By slowly becoming watchful and aware of all these things, you are able to channelize that and make anger slowly blossom into compassion. You understand? Similarly, if you say, yes, I have lust, and you will suppress the lust, you will never be able to make that blossom into love. Believe me. So, the lust needs to be beautifully made to grow into love. The bud of lust should be grown to become the flower of love. It's possible, but that is not through suppression. It is through sublimation. So spiritual journey is of sublimation, not of suppression. So subduing your senses, meaning you understand how the whole thing works, and then you contact them with awareness and slowly rise above your senses. Jitendriyaha. Sarva bhutatma bhutatma. Then such a person realizes his self as a self in all beings. To realize the self is the same in all beings, he presupposes certain conditions, which is only possible through yoga. He says, by living a yoga lifestyle, by not attending weekly class alone, are you with me? Nothing will happen. By just attending weekly class alone, nothing will happen. But making that weekly class an inspiration for you to change your lifestyle into yogic lifestyle. And while you are trying to live yogic lifestyle, every now and then you may slip. Because you are still not established in it. You may slip. When you slip, what should be your attitude? You should not fall like a lead plate, you should fall like a rubber ball. When a rubber ball falls, it jumps back, bounces back. When a lead plate falls, it stays put. So, instead of saying, oh, I am not falling, I am not doing this, I am not done that, very bad. You don't want weak pity here. What we want is rise. It really doesn't matter. If you have not been able to do it consistently, now restart. Keep on trying. That's the only thing you can do. So he says, he who is united by yoga, who has converted his life thus, has purified his inner self and the outer self of the senses, such a person is able to see the self within. First of all, if a pond is covered with thick green mantle, in that pond, would the sun reflection be visible? Yes or no?
No.
What do you have to do? Sunlight is there falling on it, but the reflection you don't see. What do you have to do? You have to remove the green mantle slowly. When you remove the green mantle slowly, slowly, when the green mantle has been substantially removed, then what you see, you start seeing the sunlight reflecting in it slowly, but not very clear. Isn't it? But when the green mantle has been completely removed, then what do you see? The sunlight reflecting in it beautifully. So in the first, in the second chapter, when Lord first started speaking, he said, Atma is, you are the consciousness. Consciousness is independent of the body. Atma is not dependent of the body. Atma is independent of the body. An object cannot be seen without light. You can't see just light. Whatever you see will be object plus light. So then what is light? What do you see? What you see is equal to object plus light. Then what is light? Whatever you see minus the object. If you remove the object, then what remains is light. Light pervades the object. Right? Similarly, consciousness pervades the matter, the body, mind, intellect. You are that consciousness, but you don't understand it now. Why? Because the green mantle of physical, emotional, intellectual desires are too many. When through activities, through grahastha ashrama, slowly when those things are over a period of time removed, you will start experiencing the Atma from within. It starts becoming more and more evident. That is why they said, if a fellow is preoccupied in the world, leave him alone. Talking to him and giving him this knowledge is not going to help him. It might probably make him drop the activities and not see the self also within. He will be neither here nor there. But when a person has gone through this world and then when he comes, then slowly given this knowledge, then he will be seeing the Atma within, consciousness as separate from the body. And secondly, he will start seeing it is the same consciousness which is there in every body. The consciousness in me and the consciousness in others are not two different consciousness. It is the same consciousness in every being. So I said, seeing the self in all beings is not possible to be attained through scripture alone, but through manan and nididhyasan, converting your life into a yogic lifestyle, then seeing the self in all beings becomes possible. Why? Because you have become more conscious. When a person is less conscious, for him the other being will be an object, a property for him to contact and enjoy. Are you with me? The world will look as objects. If he is beaten, he'll shout, "My God!" You understand? He doesn't think. It's the same thing that happens to the other being. They don't have consciousness. He doesn't even realize. The deeper you realize the consciousness within, the more aware you become with reference to the outside world. You become extremely conscious. As a result of such consciousness, what happens? You will be functioning out of love. You are not desiring to be loving. You are not desiring to be compassionate. You will naturally be compassionate. Are you with me? This is the difference. With Mahavir, spoke about compassion. His compassion was natural compassion. In many people's case, they are forcing compassion. Compassion cannot come forcibly. You need to wake up the consciousness from within. When the consciousness from within is woken up, then you cannot but be loving. You cannot but be compassionate. You will not be able to hurt any being. You are not planning to help people, but thereafter whatever you do will be what? Will be serving the needs of the others. So he says, he realizes his self as the self in all beings. And second thing he says, he is not tainted although acting. First and foremost, he has dropped his body identification. What you call is deha abhimana. The biggest problem is deha abhimana. You may say, sir, I don't really spend more time in dressing up, making up. I've lost my body identification nowadays. It's not true. Because all the time you are thinking about your children. Where did the why is the identification with children more? Because they have come from your body, right? And their children have come from their body, which has come from your body, grandchildren. Identification with body is not gone in our case. So he says, by living yogic lifestyle, karma yogic lifestyle, grahastha ashrama properly, you will slowly become free from the bodily identification. When you become free from the bodily identification, deha abhimana, then what happens is karma abhimana also goes. Thereafter, your identification with action. Identification with action means, action means what? Identification with action means what?
Doing.
I am the actor.
Doing the
Abhimana. The problem is what? Problem is not the action. If the problem was action, easy, stop it. The problem is not action. The problem is doership. I am the actor. So therefore he says, once the body identification goes, thereafter the karma abhimana also goes. When karma abhimana goes, thereafter he is not tainted although acting. When kartritva is not there, thereafter there is no more bhoktritva. Enjoyership is also not there. Result comes for the action. When I have de-identified with my action, I have de-identified with my result also. The punya and papa doesn't affect me. They don't taint me anymore. So to become free from tainting, you have to detach from the body attachment. And for that, what do you have to do? You have to be in the world. Being in the world consciously, not taking the side. Either for or against. Doing activities consciously, spiritually. So that is why they say, for people to, when you say, do it consciously, you don't know how to do it. So they said, do it as a spiritual activity, as dedicating it to the Lord. Dedicating it to the Lord means you say, I am doing it for the Lord, and your identification with the body is reduced. Thus, slowly, slowly, you say, our Vedas have said this. It is put in Bhagavad Gita. So and so has said it in the scriptures. Therefore, I must do it. But don't, over a period of time, this has become mechanical. Such people also don't rise. Then for them what happens is, if they don't do it, they get agitated. For example, any ritual you start doing to develop this awareness, but many of us don't understand. Over a period of time you become extremely agitated if you didn't do it. So that should not happen. That means you have got attached to it. So, yoga yukto vishuddhatma. Firstly, you must try to attain vishuddhi, mental purification. Vijitatma, physically, you should be the boss. You should be able to conserve energy and channelize your energy. Today, what is happening? Physical body level, we are dissipating the energy. Right? Vijitatma means one who is able to conserve energy. That is why we practice maunam. We practice upavas. All this is for what? To conserve the energy. Having conserved, what you do? You direct them. Channelize them. Firstly, you hold it. Then, direct it properly. This is called vijitatma. Because you wonder what is this control over the body. Body is nothing but energy. We eating food and that food gets burnt, we get energy. But what are we doing with that energy? doing things with which we destroy ourselves. Isn't it? See, when you have got energy, you can become creative or you can become destructive. But mostly what do? We become destructive. So he says Vijitatma means he invests his energy properly, channelizes it in, and then using the energy, that's what it means. Not getting allowing it to dissipate. That is Vijitatma. Then senses also have energy, using them properly. And if you abuse your senses, overindulgence, senses lose the capacity. So regulating them. All this if you do as a lifestyle. Karma Yoga is a regulated conscious living. A conscious regulated living is called Karma Yoga. When you live thus, slowly, slowly, you will become a sage who will be able to see the Atma within, and that Atma is the same Atma in every being, as a result of which all his actions will be loving, caring, compassionate, as a service, and his actions will not produce from the vasanas. Vasanas taint our activities. His actions doesn't gather impressions. He will be free from the taint of actions. Next verses we'll chant 8 and 9 together.
Naiva kinchit karomiti, naiva kinchit karomiti, yukto manyeta tatvaved, yukto manyeta tatvaved, pasyan shrinvan sprishan jignan, pasyan shrinvan sprishan jignan, pasyan shrinvan sprishan jignan, ashnan gacchan swapan swasan, ashnan gacchan Chan swapan swasan, pralapan visrujan grinnan, pralapan visrujan grinnan, unnishan nimishan napi, indriyan indriyateshu, indriyan indriyateshu, vartantaiti dharayan, vartantaiti dharayan, naiva kinchit karomiti, yukto manyeta tatvaved, pasyan shrinvan sprushan jignan, ashnan gacchan swapan swasan, pralapan visrujan grinnan, unmishan nimishan napi, indriyan indriyateshu, vartantaiti dharayan.
Thus, when a person, as mentioned in verse number 7, has crossed over through Karma Yoga and has become a jnani. Now the jnani may be, what kind of jnani? Grahastha jnani or sannyasi jnani, doesn't matter. There is no difference. Are you with me? Sannyasi jnani would be wearing the upper robe. Grahastha jnani may not be wearing the upper robe. But as far as their inner states are concerned, they are same. If you see so many masters, their natures were different. Right? Completely different. Swami Ramana Maharishi, hardly he spoke. Tapo Maharaj did not come down from Uttarkashi. But Swami Chinmananda, who studied under Tapo Maharaj, he came down. If you want to talk about dynamism in spiritual field, you talk about Chinmananda. You talk about Vivekananda, Ramtirtha. Tremendous work. Even Adi Shankara crossed the length and breadth of India those days by walk and by bullock carts, and such facilities were not there. There was no supersonic jets. Right? And tremendous work. The nature, the inner nature of a jnani is different, but the inner state is same. So you may find some jnanis dynamically moving around the world, some jnanis remaining in one place. And even remaining in one place, if you go, some people if you go, they will talk to you. Some people, even if you go, they say, you also sit quite here. The difference in nature, but there is no difference in state. So he says, the knower of the truth, having reached jnanam through what is spoken in 7. What is that? Yoga yuktaha. You should not forget this. Yukta means centered. Yoga yukta means centered in yoga. Which means what? Converting your lifestyle into yogic lifestyle. What time you get up? Having got up, what do you do? What do you eat? When do you eat? How much do you eat? How much you talk? What do you talk? How much you talk? How much you don't talk? You know, all those things, everything that you do and don't do, do it in a yogic way, which is with alertness and awareness. My goal is to reach the spirituality, the highest. Human being alone in this universe is a very interesting creature which has a wide range. The wide range is human being can fall to the level of animal or lower than that, or remain as a human being, or rise and become divine. The potential is there. You can give in to your lust and go down. You can give in to your love and you can rise yourself to the level of love. The possibility is there in a human being, the wide range. Very often, we don't realize that potential. We don't move from lust to love. We don't move from anger to compassion. So, therefore, once you understand this, the potential is there, then what would you do? You want to enhance the potential. So, my goal is to rise from the human level towards divinity. Therefore, all my actions must be dedicated for such an end. And while I dedicate and function for such an end, the results that may come may be favorable, may not be favorable. But if it is not favorable, I am not going to give up the way I live. I will continue taking it up as a prasad of the Lord. Thus, when you function, it is called Yoga Yukta. Thus, when you function as a Yoga Yukta, you will become a Jnani, the knower of truth. The knower of truth united with the self. United with the self means what? We are also united with the self. But we are mentally not united with the self. In this case, he has become one with the self. What does he think? Manyet. What does he think? He thinks, I do nothing at all. I do nothing at all. When? In perceptions and in actions. So he says, seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, going, sleeping, breathing, speaking, releasing, seizing, opening and closing the eyes. He is convinced. He is saying, in all his perceptions, actions and emotions and thoughts, varied experiences he goes through. The experiences vary from person to person. That's what I told you. Right? But inside, what is he convinced? I do nothing. What did Lord Krishna say when Arjuna asked about Astita Prajna? When he asked Lord Krishna to define Astita Prajna, he said, yes, sarvatra anabhisneha tattat prapya shubhashubham navinandati nadveshti tasya prajna pratishtita. Don't forget these things. I told you, one of the exercises which will help you is when you do your puja, if you have the habit of doing your prayer, please chant 5 verses and repeat the 5 verses for a few days. Then go to the next 5 verses. Many verses get automatically memorized. And these important verses, we will be able to bring it and reflect every now and then. So he says, yes, sarvatra, means he is everywhere. Anabhisneha, without attachment. సర్వత్ర అనపి స్నేహ తత్తత్ ప్రాప్య శుభ అశుభ వాట్ ఎవర్ కమ్స్ శుభ అశుభ నాభి నందతి నక్కేష్టి తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ట ఈ నేదర్ రిజాయిసెస్ ఇన్ గెటింగ్ ఫేవరబుల్ నాట్ రిజెక్టెడ్ గెటింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫేవరబుల్ తస్య ప్రజ్ఞా ప్రతిష్ఠిత హీస్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ విజ్డమ్ సో హీ సేస్ హీ ఇస్ కన్విన్స్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ హీ కన్విన్స్డ్ సెన్సెస్ మూవ్ అమంగ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ మీ ఈస్ రిలేటింగ్ విత్ ది మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ ఆర్ ఇంటరాక్టింగ్ రైట్ ద ఫైవ్ సెన్సెస్ ఇన్ మీ కాంటాక్టింగ్ ది సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ మీ అండ్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ ది అవుట్సైడ్ వరల్డ్ ఆర్ ఇంటరాక్టింగ్ ఐఎమ్ జస్ట్ సిట్టింగ్ దేర్ యాజ్ అ విట్నెస్ వైల్ ది మ్యాటర్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ ఇంటరాక్షన్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ హీస్ అ విట్నెస్ నాట్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ లర్నింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ బిఫోర్ దట్ డెఫినెట్లీ వీ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ డ్యూరింగ్ టు నో బట్ ఆఫ్టర్వర్డ్స్ ఆల్సో క్యా ప్రాబ్లమ్ I never did anything wrong. You are not even aware after having done. When you are angry, you are not aware. Out of anger, you have destroyed many things. You have destroyed your relationships, you have destroyed your properties, you all sorts of nonsense you have done. Then also you don't realize, what did I do? I never did anything wrong. So it's like that. So he says, a jnani has de-identified himself with the body and action, which means what? Not that he stopped activities. Are you with me? The actions may continue. When I went to Chimbari Ashram, there's a room where Chinnaranaji used to live. We took a tour. And there they said, this is where he used to sit and write, read and all that. And Swami over there told us, every day he used to be up and doing activities till 12 o'clock in the night. And then goes to sleep and wakes up around 3 o'clock. Not that he is not able to sleep. When he sleeps, he has a very good sleep, yoga nidra. But dynamic activities. You will find some jnanis like that. Even our Swamiji, he's 86, still goes around and lecturing. There are Swamis like Kesari Swami, Ramana Maharshi. He served the world in a different way. You see, he was just sitting in Thiruvannamalai. Quietly. People from all over the world have flocked there. Very interesting, even while he lived. And even today, if you go there, so many Westerners, so many foreigners flock there. And some of them are living there permanently. He's not there in the physical body there anymore. Very little he spoke, and that has come in the book form. Tremendous vibration through that he has served. So there are different ways in which they spread love and compassion and they serve. But whatever activities happens through their physical body, all their perceptions and actions, emotions and thoughts, as far as they are concerned, they know that I do nothing at all. It is my matter doing. Now you may say, anyway, it's the matter that is functioning, so what if I do even galat thing? So I've said this before also. In light, negative cannot be developed. Negatives can only be developed in darkness. Cannot be developed in light. So when you have become a jnani, thereafter you will be pervaded by love and compassion. Thereafter you won't do anything to harm any being. The so-called action of yours which looks as harming will also be for the welfare of the other only. like a child when not well wants to eat something which is not good for the child during that time, mother is very cruel, it appears, to the child. No, you can't eat it. But the mother is being cruel only to be kind to the child. So like that you may find some jnanis, gurus sometimes, but that is also for the welfare of the world. So he says, whatever activity, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, he doesn't get involved. You go to a movie, you know very well that you are going to a movie to watch the movie. And you probably read the reviews also, tragedy, everybody dies, you know. But the movie is a big hit, so you cannot afford to miss it. So what did you do? You went there, knowing very well that it is a movie, knowing very well that it is having a tragic end. What has happened? When you went in, the kerchief was dry. When you came out, the kerchief is wet. What has happened? After knowing all these things, you identify.